Welcome to Ultimate Sports Parent Radio, where we help parents and coaches instill confidence and success in young athletes.
This is Lisa Cohn. Today on Ultimate Sports Parent Radio, our guest is Kim Christofoli. She's a former college gymnast and sports mom to three athletes, one of whom is a United States Hockey League player. She's the co-founder of YourChildAthlete.com, a freelance sports writer and a Positive Coaching Alliance champion. Joining us is my brother, mental game expert, Dr. Patrick Cohn. Our topic today is helping athletes envision who they want to be in sports.
Get our new program, The Ultimate Sports Parent, a 14-day plan for kids' success in sports, by visiting the product section of youthsportspsychology.com. You'll learn how much pressure is too much, what to do when kids underperform, how to react to kids' losses, how to deal with difficult coaches, little playing time, and more. Visit youthsportspsychology.com, and while you're there, pick up our free ebook.
Hi, Kim, and hi, Patrick.
Hi, Kim.
Hi, Lisa. Thanks for having me.
So let's talk a little bit about this. We want to help parents help their athletes envision who they want to be. Can you just describe briefly, in the way that you described to me, what you mean by this?
Sure. Let's see. I believe that parents need to position their athletes on a team, whatever level that may be, that is a level that the child can actually feel that they are successful, that they actually feel they are a star, because that's going to give them the feeling in the future that they're a good athlete. And they may be on the lowest level team in the world, but they don't know any different at younger ages. Obviously, at older ages they do, but at the younger ages, they it gives them a confidence, so as they move up through the ranks, they're going in with a strong attitude.
No, so you're saying that they ought to be appropriately positioned, that not to put them at a super high or super low level? Is that what you're
correct.
Saying?
Correct. When I've interviewed professional athletes in the past, I've often asked them, what do you expect? Do you expect your child to be, because you were a star, do you expect your children to be stars? And to my surprise, 9 out of 10 times they'd say, yeah, I expect them to be a star. I'm like, are you kidding me? Because most don't turn out stars. Well, none of them expected them to be a star as far as being a pro athlete. They all suggested that they be placed on a level so they're feeling that success.
So when you say that, what does that mean? And is that what you're wanting? Is that what you're suggesting that parents do?
Absolutely, because I think that's the way it helps children improve, because if they're at a level that's beyond their reach, you know, they really have to be able to see, I would say mentally, they have to mentally feel themselves as belonging there. And if it's above their heads and they're always the bench warmer on the team, what kind of confidence are they going to have and how are they going to improve?
Well, now, how does this relate to professional athletes saying, I want my kids to be stars? I got a little lost there.
Oh, sorry. What I'm saying is they're saying they want them to be on a team. They want them to be one of the top players, because if they're putting them somewhere where they're completely at the bottom and they feel like they don't fit in, then they're not as likely to succeed. So that may mean a professional athlete, you know, may have a 15-year-old that's still playing rec league soccer because that's where they're fitting in. Successfully, mentally. And by doing that, that may be more likely to get them to the next level because they might teach them to envision themselves at the next level then because it's within their reach.
Now, I want to ask Patrick a question. Doesn't this create the possibility that they'll feel too much pressure?
Well, interestingly, I've actually worked with professional athletes that have kids in sports, and What I typically find, Kim, is that they have the mentality of what it takes to be a professional athlete, the dedication, the striving, always giving 100% in practice, you know, working on your confidence, being able to focus in games, and I think at least kids do feel pressure because those professional athletes that have been there and tasted it at a very high level, they try to impose that on their young kids, like 10, 12-year-olds, you know, that you you need to be this intense. You need to practice this much every day. You need to be dedicated and motivated. Whereas the child may not be there yet. They're a completely different mindset. So I see there's a big divide there between what the parent thinks it takes to be successful and what the kid really wants out of sport at their age.
So how do we take advantage of Kim's ideas without pressuring the kids too much?
Well, I wanted to jump in and add something to what Kim was saying, and that is, Kim, I don't know if you've read any of Csikszentmihalyi's stuff on flow, the psychology of optimal experience, but he kind of talks about what you're talking about, that for kids to have fun and to be in what he calls the flow channel, you have to match the challenge to their skills. So kids have to perceive that their skills are up to the challenge in order to become immersed into the activity, and then they can have fun or be in this state of flow, what he calls the flow channel, between boredom and anxiety. So I'm right with you on that one.
I
think providing the same challenge or the challenge that matches kids' skills is important for them to develop that confidence and to feel like that they belong, you know, at that level. So, Lisa, back to your question was about kids who feel too much pressure and how parents put on the expectations. Well, when I work with the parents, I basically tell them, look, you need to back it down here. You know, they're not pro athletes yet. You know, they're 10-year-olds. They're 12-year-olds trying to do their best. And in today's world of technology, you know, much different world than, you know, when we competed, you know, 30 years ago.
Right.
So,
let's get back to this idea about envisioning what you want to be in the context of let's not try to pressure them too much. How would parents go about helping kids do this?
You're saying how would they go about envisioning them teaching their child how to envision what their next step is?
Right.
Well, with my experience and personally, on a personal level and with my kids, I found that people will say to me, I've heard other young athletes, I've gone into camps with my kids to drop them off, and I'll say, oh, you must have a good program, you know, you guys appear to be very strong, and, you know, can you tell me the steps to becoming a college athlete in your sport? And they have responded, well, that's hard to do. Very few get that. And I said, no, that's not what I'm asking. I feel that a child needs to know that they can get to that point. And by these kids coming back and saying, well, your kid's probably not going to do that. Well, yes, the child should envision themselves there, and they should know the steps to get there. Because if they don't feel like they can ever get there, how are they ever going to take the path?
So they have to believe in themselves, is what you're saying.
Absolutely, and they have to see themselves there. I mean, if they were on one team, they could be out in the country, and they could be at a rural school with possibly weak athletics and be the top of the pack, and then you could have another athlete, and so they think they're a superstar, and they may go far because of that. And then you have another athlete who may be just as talented, but at the lower end of a very strong school. Well, they may go far, but they may struggle to go far because they don't picture themselves at the top of the pack.
Right. Now, what's interesting is for you, this model assumes that what you want for your child is to go as far as possible.
Well, not necessarily. I mean, you could do that at any level. You could have a completely a child in sports for just because they love the sport and have no talent whatsoever, but you still have to teach them that if they want to move to the next step, they've got to feel like they can get there and do the steps to do that. Because if they don't, if they think I'm the weakest kid out here, I run like a, you know, flopping with my arms and this and that, then that's how they're going to continue. Even if they're not going to go far, they still can get better.
Right. Well, you're basically talking about helping them feel confident, wouldn't you say, Patrick?
Yes, I think it's confident. But as Kim and I were talking before the show, I think the opposite, Lisa, are kids that have these negative images, what we call these unhealthy beliefs and generalizations. If they think, I'm a choker, or I never perform well when it counts, I'm too small to be a good basketball player, I'm not quick enough, I'm too slow to be a good football player, I don't have the balance to become a gymnast. So if they have some of these, they hold on to some of the, what I would say are negative self-images of themselves as athletes, it doesn't allow the confidence to grow. And I think that's what partly what Kim is saying. If you're stuck in these negative beliefs and you don't see yourself as a good athlete, the confidence, it's going to be very difficult for you to grow as an athlete and grow your confidence.
To listen to the rest of this audio, visit kidssportspsychology.com.